بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, inshallah tonight we shall discuss in this few minutes that we have the importance of shukr in our lives. What is true shukr? This is a bayan that was given by Hazrat Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatum of Leicester. And this is in his kitab, Mawa'izi Hasana. A very inspiring bayan. Simple, extremely beneficial for us, inshallah. Something that we hear all the time, but we need to be reminded all the time. Hazrat Maulana begins his bayan. Of course, his bayan was in Urdu. So very briefly, the gist of what he had mentioned, Allah Ta'ala ki karam nawazi, Allah Ta'ala's generosity, Allah's munificence, Allah's kindness upon us, Allah Ta'ala bare kareem hai, unki karam nawazi itni hai, ki hum sab unki di hui ni'maton mein har waqt gharq rehte hai. He says that Allah has been so kind to us, so generous, that all of us are drenching in His various ni'mat that He has bestowed upon us all the time. Every moment, at this very moment, as we are speaking or listening and sitting, we are breathing in the air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course, great ni'mat just at this very moment we are enjoying. He said, Dekhi Allah ta'ala ne hame paida kiya. Allah has created us, or Adam se wujud bakhsha. So Allah has brought us from non-existence into existence. One ni'mat. Ye ek ni'mat. Yes, this is one ni'mat. Phir ye ki janwar nahi banaya. Allah did not make us animals. If you really ponder, Allah could have made us some animal. But Allah, out of His infinite mercy, kindness, generosity, karam, Allah favored us. Allah did not make us animals. Allah made us human beings. Balki insan banaya. Ye ek aur ni'mat hai. So this is another ni'mat. Phir ye ki sahi salim insan banaya. Allah made us sound. Allah gave us sound bodies. Allah gave us health. Hum andhe nahi, we're not blind. Behre nahi, we're not deaf. Gunge nahi, we're not dumb. Apahaj nahi, we're not crippled. Pagal nahi, we're not insane. Ye ek mustaqil ni'mat. All these are ni'mats on their own. Phir ye ki hame iman ki daulat se nawaza. Allah give us iman. Aur musalman banaya. Allah made us Muslims. Phir ye ki sabse afzal peghambar aqa-e do jahan sayyidul mursaleen imamul muttaqeen janab Muhammad Rasulullah SAW ki is ummat ka musalman banaya. Allah Ta'ala then made us in the ummat of the greatest of all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made us ummatis of his ummat. So can you imagine ni'mat upon ni'mat upon ni'mat upon ni'mat. Hamare liye to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ki nisbat bhi بہت بڑی چیز تھی. اسی طرح موسیٰ علیہ السلام، داؤد علیہ السلام یا کسی اور نبی کی نسبت بھی بہت بڑی چیز تھی. اگر ہمیں قیامت کی دن سلیمان علیہ السلام کا امتی یا یوسف علیہ السلام کا امتی کہہ کر پکارا جاتا تو بھی ہمارے لئے بہت بڑی بات تھی. So even if we had to be in the امت of آدم علیہ السلام اور موسیٰ علیہ السلام اور عیسیٰ علیہ السلام اور سلیمان علیہ السلام، that too was a great نعمت. But Allah Ta'ala chose for you and I to be in the ummat of the greatest of all Anbiya. He could have made us in the ummat of any other messenger and prophet, that would have been a great ni'mat on his own. But here Allah chose us to be ummatis of the greatest of the Anbiya and Musallatu Wasallam. Such a ni'mat we don't even ponder and realize. And then of course then Hazrat Maulana explains the khususiyat, the speciality of this ummat, of being an ummati of this ummat. He mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna ummati yud'auna yawm al-qiyamati ghurran muhajjarina min athal al-wudu. Where on the day of Qiyamah, this ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those believers of this ummat, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize him. They will be called on the day of Qiyamah and they will be recognized by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the brightness on their foreheads and the hands and the feet, the limbs, wherever there were the effects and traces of wudu. Like we have a horse a black horse and it's got white on its forehead and white on its hooves. It is distinguished. You can make that horse out from the other just ordinary black horses. This one has got a whiteness on its forehead, white on its legs, on its hooves. It is conspicuous, it is outstanding. Like that from the entire creation on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem Sam will make out his ummati because of the athar, the effects of wudu. So we are in that ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهِمْ حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا وَحُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأُمَمِ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. Jannat is made haram for any Nabi to enter until Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters Jannat. And no nation, no ummat can enter Jannat until this ummat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters Jannat. So this again, that we be the first ummat to enter Jannat, this also is such a great ni'mat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned us in the Quran as khayra ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We hear this verse many times. So we are the best of nations. So again, Allah is reminding us, ni'mats upon ni'mats upon ni'mats, bounty upon bounty upon bounty upon bounty. Jin ni'matuka iswak zikr huwa. All these ni'mats that Mawlana says I mentioned about Allah Ta'ala has given us sound bodies and Allah has made us give us iman and the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. He says, hum unme se kisi ek ni'mat ka bhi shukr ada nahi kar sakte. Take any one ni'mat of this. We will never be able to truly fulfill the appreciation and shukr of this one ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala ki hum par jo in'amat hai, hamari bandagi unka badla nahi ho sakti hai. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, our servitude to Allah Ta'ala, our ibadat cannot be a recompensation or appreciation of the ni'mat Allah has given us. So we can lifelong, in fact later on he mentions, even if we're given the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, 950 years, such a long period of time, even if we're given that amount of time, and we can be engaged in the ibadahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality we will not be able to really give the true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mas that He has given us. Ali Dawood ko shukr ka hukam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the family of Dawood alayhi salatu salam, and Allah commands him to make shukr in the Quran. It is mentioned, Hazrat Mawlana says, banda shukr ka haq ada kare, to kaise kare? How is it possible for us to make the shukr of the ni'mats? Bandi ka shukr mahdood hai. But if we make shukr, now we sit and make a shukr to Allah, ya Allah, we make a shukr, shukr, shukr. But our shukr will be mahdood, limited. But the ni'mats of Allah, unlimited. So our shukr is limited, and the ni'mats Allah has given us is unlimited. So how is it, how are we going to make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala mentions to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam family, i'malu ala Dawood shukra in Surah Saba. I'malu literally and work, practice. Oh, family of Dawood, shukran in gratitude. In other words, make shukr. Ey Ali Dawood, tum shukr guzari mein nek kaam kya karo? In other words, do good deeds in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki ni'matu ka shukr ada karne ki ghar se Allah ta'ala ki itaat karo. In other words, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By you obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or aise amal karo jin se shukr zahir ho, and do such deeds from which a person can see you are grateful. Allah can see we are grateful servants. Aisa na ho ki zuban se to shukr hua aur amal se nahi. It should not happen that with the tongue we are making shukr, 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 but our actions is against shukr. In other words, our actions are not in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says one tafsiri nukta, ulama and students especially will appreciate this. Allah Ta'ala did not use the word ushkuru ala Dawood shukra. The word ushkuru means and show gratitude, make shukr. In Arabic, if you tell somebody make shukr, you say ushkur, make shukr. Ya Allah used the word i'malu, amal. He didn't say shukr. He said, he didn't say ushkuru, he said i'malu. So what is the benefit of this? In other words, our shukr that we are making should be a practical shukr. As Maulana explains, he says, or practically, bajalao, bring it into practice, your shukr, not only by means of the tongue. And therefore, he mentions after that, shukr ki arkan, the pillars of shukr. Three pillars, he says. Another three conditions for shukr. Number one, he says, shukr ke teen arkan hai. Pehla ye ke dil aur dimag se banda ye aitraf kare ki ye ni'mat jo mujhe mili hai ye mere Allah ne baghair istihqaq ke mahaz apne lutf aur karam se ata farmayi hai. First thing what we should ponder is that whatever ni'mat we are enjoying from the bottom of our heart and our mind, we should understand this point that, oh Allah, and we must confess to Allah. We must confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this ni'mat that I am enjoying, firstly, I don't even deserve it. I don't deserve it. Baghir istihqaq. I don't deserve this ni'mat. And number two, that you out of your sheer kindness, your lutf, your karam for us, oh Allah, you have given us this ni'mat. So the first one is that, oh Allah, this ni'mat that you have given me, I am confessing that I am not deserving of receiving this ni'mat. And oh Allah, it is only out of your kindness, your lutf, that you have given me this. As it Mawlana explains again, as we normally say, ni'mat-e beshumar hai, wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allahi la tuhsuha. If you try and count every ni'mat, I mentioned so many already. If we can try and count the ni'mats, then we will come to an end and whatever we can think of, we will put. But yet, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend much, much, much more. We cannot enumerate all the ni'mats. In fact, there are so many ni'mats that we perceive and so many we don't even perceive. Our mind does not even go to that. As Mawlana explains, he says, Baap abhi maujood hai, to baap kitni bari ni'mat hai. If a person got a father is alive, what a ni'mat it is. The day your father goes away, leaves this world, then you realize ni'mat is gone. He says, uska ehsas nahi hota. We don't perceive this ni'mat. Ma abhi maujood hai, the mother is still living. To pata nahi chalta ki ma kitni bari ni'mat hai. Ask those people who's lost their mothers. How they pine to see their mother again. Mother was such a great ni'mat. But we don't perceive the mother as a great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Biwi abhi hai, isliye pata nahi chalta hai ki bari ni'mat hai. Man has got a wife, he doesn't realize she's still a ni'mat. She leaves this world, then he says, oh, what do I do now? Such a great ni'mat is gone. Shohar hai, is wajah se pata nahi. Husband is alive, the wife doesn't understand this ni'mat, doesn't realize ni'mat. She becomes a widow, then she laments and grieves that this ni'mat is gone. Tandarusti, sihat, ye bhi ek ni'mat hai. So you see, there's so many ni'mats that we normally take for granted. We don't have that ihsas, perception within us that this is such a great ni'mat. It's like ek buzurg ko burhape mein peshab ki takleef ho gayi. One elderly, saintly person, he had a problem urinating. Bimari ki iyadat karna sunnat hai, usme bara thawab hai. As Mawlana mentioned this incident in another talk of his in Ramadan also. So he says here, to visit a person who is sick is a very great ni'mat. In fact, amongst the rights a Muslim has over his Muslim brother is the iyadatul marid. When he's sick, you must go and visit him. He says 70,000 angels make dua for the person who visits his Muslim brother in the morning. 70,000 angels make dua and maghfirat for him for the entire day, right till the evening. And you visit him in the evening, then 70,000 angels make dua whole night, right till the morning. So it's a great ni'mat, it's a great ibadat, it's a great, you get great reward for it. So he said, this buzurg now, somebody went and visited him. Pucha ki tabiat kaisi hai, buzurg ne farmaya, ki na shukri ki saza hai. This is the punishment of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mere bhaiyo, jin logo ko Allah ta'ala ka ta'alluq naseeb ho jata hai, Allah ta'ala ki marifat naseeb ho jati hai, un mein aur hum mein yahi farak hai, ki hum Allah ta'ala ki sainkron nafarmaniya karte hai, مگر جب کوئی تکلیف پیش آتی ہے تو ہمارے ذہن ہماری دو چار نیکیوں کی طرف جاتا ہے, خیال آنے لگتا ہے کہ میں نماز پڑھتا ہوں پھر بھی میرے ساتھ ایسا معاملہ پیش آیا. ویری کامن تھنگ. مولانا ایکسپلینز اے ویری بیوٹیفل امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ دس. And see, this Buzurg is saying that it is because of my being ungrateful to Allah, I'm suffering the consequence of that now, that now I'm unable to relieve myself properly. I'm unable to urinate, having a problem, urinating. The Hazrat Mawlana says the difference between us and the saintly ones, Allah walas, is their ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so strong, the marifat that they have got of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they, if they go through any difficulty, they attribute that to their shortcomings and their weaknesses and their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, our mind goes to, hey, but I am reading all my namazes. Many people say that. Everything is right, Mawlana, I give my zakat, keeping my rozas. Then how come? How come this is happening? Hamara zahan, hamari do char nekyo ki taraf. Our mind goes to the few good deeds that we are doing. But they looked at their weaknesses. Every second, the taluk is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Buzurg ne farmaya ke na shukri ki saza hai. So this person then persisted. I said, what do you mean by this? You're a buzurg admi, mashallah, people come to you for duas, etc. So he explained, he said, فرمائے کہ روزانہ دو تین مرتبہ پیشاب کی شکل میں جسم کو نقصان پہنچانے والی چیزیں بڑی آسانی سے باہر نکل جاتی ہیں. پیشاب کی حاجت ہوتی تھی, بیت الخلاء جاتے تھے, چند منٹوں میں فارغ ہو جاتے تھے, گندگی نکل جاتی تھی, سکون ہو جاتا تھا. سالہال سال تک اللہ تعالیٰ کی یہ نعمت روزانہ ملتی رہی, لیکن مجھے اس کی نعمت ہونے کا خیال ہی نہیں آیا. اس سے ایوری ڈے تھری فور ٹائمز گو ٹوائلٹ and I relieve myself, and the filth from within the body is then exited. Whole year, in fact years have been passed, and I have relieved myself, but never did it strike me properly. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after relieving myself, what sukoon I'm enjoying. Because I was ungrateful to this ni'mat of Allah, that is why now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting me through this as a saza to me. I was ungrateful. I didn't think, I didn't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat. And therefore, when we come out of the toilet, غفرانك الحمد لله الذي أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. Again, oh Allah, you forgive us. Oh Allah, you conceal our sins. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah who gave me afiyat. He saved me from a bala'i musibat, difficulty. Alhamdulillah الذي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَافَانِي. Allah Ta'ala has removed from me takleef and has given me afiyat. Takleef means I'm not suffering. I was able to relieve myself easily. So the first rukan of shukr is you make i'tiraf, you confess, you acknowledge, oh Allah, whatever ni'mat I'm enjoying, it is only through your lutf karam and I don't deserve it at all. شکر کا دوسرا رکن دل کے اعتراف کے بعد زبان سے بھی کہو. You made, you confessed, now with your tongue, you say with your tongue, آپ نے مجھے بے شمار نعمتیں بغیر استحقاق کے محض اپنے لطف کرم سے عطا کی ہے, میں ان پر آپ کا شکر ادا کرتا ہوں, آپ کی حمد و ثنا کرتا ہوں. اللہم لک الحمد ولک الشکر. Then you say with your tongue, oh Allah, all praise is for you and all gratitude to you. So with the tongue also we may see. First, you confess. Second one, you say it with your tongue. Teesra rukan. The third one is, uske baad jism ki dusri aza se bhi Allah Ta'ala ka shukr ada karo. Now with every other limb of the body, now you show your gratefulness to Allah Ta'ala, your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Jo ni'mat mili hai, usko hum Allah Ta'ala ki marzi ke mutabik istiamal kare. Whatever ni'mat I have been given, according to Allah's desire, Allah's will, Allah's pleasure, I will now use that bounty. So three things. First, we confess. Second, by means of our tongue. And then thirdly, by means of our limbs. Whatever ni'mat we got, use that ni'mat correctly. And practically now we are going to demonstrate our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the ayat I mentioned to you, اعملوا آل داود شکرا. اللہ commanded داود علیہ السلام family, he said, by means of your obeying me, your amal, make shukr, show your gratitude. Allah did not say ushkuru, make shukr. Allah say اعملوا, amal, shukr, you have to bring amal in your life. So true shukr is by practically demonstrating that by doing those things in conformance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and desire. Then he says, حقیقی شکر سمجھنے کے لئے ایک عمدہ مثال. He says, it was Ramadan Mubarak, I was in Medina Munawara, and there was Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. So we went and visited, or we, Hazrat came to our room, we invited him, we asked him, give us some nasihat. He also gave us some example about making shukr, and how we should spend our time in Haramain Sharifain, and then and a beautiful example about making shukr. He says, آپ بازار چلے گئے. You went to the bazaar. امام صاحب کے لئے بہت ہی عمدہ اور خوبصورت رومال خریدا. You thought, امام of my masjid, let me buy him a nice scarf. گھر پہنچ کر آپ نے امام صاحب کی خدمت میں وہ رومال پیش کیا. You came home, you gave the gift to the imam. امام صاحب نے بڑی خوشی سے قبول کیا. He accepted, he was very happy, delighted. اور شکریہ ادا کیا. And he thanked you. کہ ہم آپ کے بڑے شکر گزار ہیں, آپ نے ہم پر احسان فرمایا. امام صاحب tells you, I'm you know so grateful and you were so kind, such a great ni'mat and you so much of muhabbat that you thought of me, a simple person like me, you thought of me day in Haramain Sharifain and you took all the taklif and you bought this. So obviously you gave the gift, you're very happy, آپ بھی بہت خوش ہوئے. Now you also got happy, امام صاحب accepted and he thanked me so much. اس انتظار میں رہنا, you waiting, waiting, جمعہ کا دن آیا. So now it is Friday. اس لئے کہ آپ کو یہ خیال تھا, you thought now, کہ امام صاحب ہمارا دیا ہوا رومال ضرور اپنے سر پر ڈال کر جمعہ کی خطبہ کے لئے تشریف لائیں گے. And now you thought, امام صاحب is going to wear that white scarf I bought for him, and he's going to wear that. امام صاحب جمعہ کی نماز کے لئے آئے, یہ رومال, he didn't wear that رومال. آپ کی دل میں خیال آئیں گے, maybe next Friday, or next Friday nothing happen also. He thought, he's saving for Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak is close for Ramadan. Shayad Imam Sahib Ramadan Mubarak ki kisi jumay mein rumal aur kar aayenge. Ramadan Mubarak ka pehla jumah aya, dusra, tisra, chota, magar rumal nazar nahi aya. Whole month when he never sees the rumal. Aapke dil mein khayal aane laga ki Imam Sahib ne hamare hadiya ko bari qadar ki nigaah se dekha aur bahut appreciate kiya tha. Aisa maloom ho raha hai, Eid ke din pehen kar aayenge. Imam Sahib really appreciated, got so happy, you know, he'll wait, Eid day. Eid ka din aya, magar Eid ke din bhi rumal nahi. So then he thought, now, idhar Imam Sahib ki halat ye, and now every time the Imam meeting him, jab bhi milte hai, to zuban se rumal ki bohat tarif karte hai. Hey, bhai, that rumal you give me, jazakallah, Allah bless you, aapka shukriya, khub kar ada karte hai. Aapne bada ehsaan farmaya, he thanks him all the time, but now you can't see the rumal. ایک دن, one day, اچانک امام صاحب بیمار ہو گئے. امام صاحب got sick. He was ill. آپ عیادت کے لیے ان کے گھر گئے. You went to visit him by his house. داخل ہوتے ہی آپ کی دل کو ٹھیس پہنچی. As you entered, you got a shock of your life. You got very upset. اس لیے کہ امام صاحب نے وہ رومال جوتے نکالنے کی جگہ پر بچھا رکھا تھا. اور آنے والے اپنے جوتے اس رومال پر رکھ کر دیتے. So he said, when I went there, I saw by the doormat, instead of a doormat, that رومال I gave Imam Sahib, he spread that out by his door and people to put their shoe on it. And everybody is coming, wiping their shoe on that رومال and then entering his house. حضرت مفتی صاحب نے یہ مثال دی کہ حاضرین سے پوچھا کہ کیا آپ کا دل امام صاحب کی زبانی شکر سے مطمئن ہوگا؟ آپ امام صاحب کو آپ کی ہدیہ کی قدردان تسلیم کرنے کے لئے تیار ہوں گے؟ He asked the people who were there, Mufti Ahmed Sahib, that those people who are in his majlis, he said, were you content and you left itminan? Imam Sahib said, Jazakallah, Shukriya. Oh, you want to see the rumal on him. What will make you more delighted? نہیں, بلکہ آپ کی ان کے بارے میں یہ رائے قائم ہوگی کہ انہوں نے ہمارے ہدیے کی قدر نہیں کی. In fact, you see this, Imam Sahib didn't appreciate my ہدیہ I gave him. Look where he used it. So in a similar way, the ni'mat Allah has given us. How are we utilizing that ni'mat? In obedience to Allah or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just as we'll feel the pain that we gave this person such a nice ni'mat and now he's using it as a door rug, as a doormat. So again, as Mufti Sahib says, Salim Dura Sahib Damat Barakatum says, Dawood Islam ka shukar, kisi ni'mat ka sahi istiamal na ho, to shukar ada nahi hoga. If you didn't use the ni'mat correctly, then you have not made shukar of that. And then he explains about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how they made shukar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah says, we gave them knowledge. And both of them said, Alhamdulillah. So they, first of all, they made i'tiraf, they confessed, they acknowledged that every ni'mat only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't even deserve the ni'mat. And secondly, they said it with their tongues. And then he said, look at Dawood alayhi salatu salam. You know, his practical shukr was what? One day he keeps roza, and next day no roza. Following day roza, then next day no roza. His entire life is called Siyame Dawood. The greatest of all types of fasting any person can keep is this type. In other words, half your life you spent in roza. From keeping Monday, not keeping Tuesday, keeping Wednesday, not Thursday, keeping Friday, not Saturday. So, every second day I'm keeping roza. For the year, 6 months I kept roza. Half my life in roza. Look at Dawood. Despite being a Nabi, Nabi is ma'asum, no sins. اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had asked, oh Allah, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ? Oh Allah, how can I make your shukr? وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَيَا. Because my being able to make shukr, this is in itself a ni'mat. Now for every ni'mat I must make shukr. And now the shukr is a ni'mat. Now I must make shukr on that ni'mat. And that ni'mat requires a shukr. And that shukr is a ni'mat. He continues like this. This is a tasalsul. So how will I be able to make your shukr? So in the incident, he asked, Dawood alayhi salam, Musa asked, Dawood alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do I make your shukr like this? So Allah ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam ka peygham li aakar. Says, Ya Rabbi, كيف أشكرك وشكري لك نعمة منك علي. That he said, Wallah, every shukr that I am making, that in itself is a ni'mat. So what has he done? He has confessed, he has acknowledged that every single ni'mat, even the ni'mat of being able to make shukr, that also is a ni'mat from Allah. Allah says, Al-ana shakartani ya Dawood. Oh Dawood, now you have made my shukr. That you've realized that even the shukr that you are making is a ni'mat from me. So al-an, now you have made shukr. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, very similar, had Hazrat Musa bin Allah ta'ala ki bargah mein arz kiya ki Allah, main tera shukr kaise ada kar sakta hu, jabke teri di hui ni'maton mein se sabse choti ni'mat itni qeemti hai, ki meri zindagi ki sari amal bhi uska badla nahi ho sakte. He says, if I spend my entire life, in deeds, good deeds, then too I cannot really make shukr ada of your smallest ni'mat upon me. Allah says, Ya Musa, al-ana shakartai. Now you have realized shukr. This is what shukr is. That you from the deep recesses of your heart and you genuinely acknowledge and confess and realize and perceive that every ni'mat comes from Allah Ta'ala alone and it's not our doings. Hazrat Mawlana then explains one qissa of an abid. I'll just give the khulasa of this qissa. This abid, Allah Ta'ala had kept him in such an island. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the ability to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala for 500 years. 500 years he was mashghool in Allah's ibadat. Aise pahar ki choti par jo samandar ki beech mein hai. So there's right in the middle of the sea, like an island, is a mountain. The bottom of the mountain, Allah Ta'ala kept him there. And Allah Ta'ala provided for him every single day. Usme se ek pahar hai, isme Allah Ta'ala ne ek meethe pani ka chashma jari kar diya. There's a spring water of sweet water. Spring, sweet water. Imagine, the sea around you, salty water. But there, There was sweet water coming. And also Allah Ta'ala had kept for him a tree. And from there he would eat the pomegranate that was coming from the tree. So Allah Ta'ala kept him well, and he was enjoying the ibadah of Allah 500 years. He made a request to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, when I pass away, take out my ruh in the halat of sajda. I want to pass away in sajda. Look, you see the mashayikh and all, they desire that the maut must also come in that way, in a good way, so that in the day of qiyamah they are raised in that condition. Imagine being raised in the day of qiyamah in the halat of sajda. Any case, the khulasa, the gist of the story, Allah Ta'ala gave him that also. Passed away whilst making sajda. Now Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explained to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the day of Qiyamah, now the scene is portrayed, that now Allah Ta'ala tells this person, that now enter Jannat, adkhilu, it tells the angels, adkhilu abdi al-jannata bi-rahmati. Oh, my angels, enter this banda of mine into Jannat out of my mercy. So this person says, not mercy, not your mercy, my ibadat. Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, enter this banda of mine into Jannat with my mercy. Oh Allah, my ibadat. He interjects. Three times he does this. So in between, Hazrat Maulana explains a very, very beautiful point. It's something for us to benefit from. He says, Allah Ta'ala ka fazal aur iski meherbani bahut bari ni'mat hai. Allah's kindness, bhai. We say, ذَلِكَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's kindness, it is such a great ni'mat. Or dunya mein bhi, or akhirat mein bhi. In dunya and akhirat. Isliye Allah Ta'ala se hamesha uska fazl manga karo. Always ask Allah Ta'ala for His fazl. Dosto, main apne doston se kaha karta hoon, ki takleef, musibat, pareshani ke waqt Allah Ta'ala se insaaf mat mango. Balki uska fazl mango. Parishan, that time to Allah, give me your fazl. He said, hum gunegar hai. He said, Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi mentioned one qissa. So in between, remember we're talking about that abid, 500 years he made ibadat, Allah tells the angels now, put him into Jannat through my mercy. Now in between, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib is explaining that always ask Allah Ta'ala's fazl. Allah ask Allah Ta'ala for Allah's fazl, death will help us in dunya and akhirat. In between now, he's explaining an incident of what Haji Farooq Sahib Rahman mentioned. He said there was a person, and it was time of the British rule in India, and this person was absolutely innocent, he was not guilty, but the police blamed him and accused him of murdering some person. So they took him, and they threw him into the cells. He was itminan, he wasn't bothered, because he knew he was innocent. So now they won't find any evidence of guilt, and the judge will pass a judgment that this man is free from any of killing any person. He's not a murderer. There's no proof. So he says, "Isliye pure itminan ke saath tha. Soch raha tha ki main bilkul beguna hu. Maine kisi ko qatl nahi kiya." The day came for the court appearance. He was there, magar case ki samaat hui. They heard the case. Or judge ne faisla sunaya ki ye shakhs mujrim hai. And the judge gave past the verdict that this man is guilty. Now they are going to execute him. He says, now what is this? Bichara, bilkul beguna, samajh nahi aa raha tha. Akhir hua kya? What happened? Usne Allah Ta'ala ki taraf rujoo kiya. Now he turned to Allah Subhanahu. Gir gira kar kehne laga, ya Allah, tu janta hai ki main beguna hu. Allah, you know I am innocent. Uske bawajood ye faisla hua, judge passed this judgment. I is thinking, yaqeenan kisi gunah ki nahusat, he ne mujhe is musibat mein mubtala kiya. I must have done such sin in my life. As a result and consequence of that sin, now I'm going to go through this suffering like this. And he began to think. And suddenly from within himself, he hears a sound. You see, halat mein awaz aayi. He heard a sound. Koi kehne wala keh raha tha. He heard the sound of somebody saying, kya tumhe yaad nahi ke tum sui ki nok se chuntiyo ko mara karte the? Don't you remember that you used to take the needle and you used to kill all the ants?
Does it happen? Take that needle and you would kill all the ants. Chuntiya bhi to meri makhluq hai. Allah says, ants, they are also my makhluq. Unki bhi jaan hoti hai, they also have lives. They are living creatures. Tumhe is waqt phansi ki saza hui hai. Why? Now you are going to be executed. Why? Because you kill those innocent lives. Which innocent lives? Of those ants. Now wait, imagine what we do. Oh my, never go to such things. This is also the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you didn't bother. They were living creatures. They were not harming you. And you took the needle and you began to kill all those ants. So this was Hajj Farooq Sahib always say, Allah ta'ala ka fazal mango. Allah ta'ala ka fazal mango. Nonetheless, we come back to this qissa and we end off inshallah. And then Allah ta'ala tells him that it is through my mercy I'm entering Jannah. He said, Allah my ibadat. Allah ta'ala then tells the angels, okay, take all his ibadats and now measure it with all the ni'mat that I bestowed upon him. The angels take all his ibadats, 500 years of ibadat, tilawat, zikr and roza and tahajjud and nafil, whatever ibadat he made. And when they collected all the ibadat, they made hisab of it. It only just equaled the ni'mat of one eye only. Only one eye. Still the other eye, and still all the other limbs of the body. What about all those things? Allah Ta'ala says now, put him into Jahannam. Now immediately says, Allah, Allah, Rabbi, bi rahmatika adkhilni al-jannah. Allah, I'm begging you, Allah. Ya Allah, it is, Ya Allah, enter me into Jannah only with your mercy, your mercy. Allah Ta'ala then questions him, Ya Hamdi, man khalaqaka walam takushi'ah. Oh my servant, who created you when you were nothing? He says, Anta ya Rabbi, Allah, you created me. Allah says, Man qawwaka li ibadati 500 aamin. Who gave you the taqat? Who gave you the strength to make ibadat for 500 years? We don't ever imagine and ponder and realize, I'm reading my tahajjud and my dhikr and tilawat and rosas and going for umrah and hajj and i'tikaf and everything. But who's giving you the strength? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Anta ya Rabbi. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Man anzalaka fi jabalin wasat al-lujja. Who kept you right in the middle of the sea, in the island by the mountain? Wa akhraja laka al-ma' al-azba min al-ma' al-malihi. And around you is salty water, but Allah took out for you sweet water, spring coming for you. Wa akhraja laka kulla laylatin rumana. And every night one pomegranate. Wa innama takhruju marratan fi sana. Where it only comes out once in the year. And ya Allah, every night took out for you a pomegranate as food for you. وَسَأَلْتَنِي أَنْ أَقْوِدَكَ سَاجِدًا فَفَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ بِكَ. And you ask me that, oh Allah, take away my life whilst I'm making sajda. I did all that for you. أَنْتَ يَا رَبِّي. He gave jawab, oh Allah, only you. Allah says, فَذَلِكَ بِرَحْمَتِي. It is only my rahmat. وَبِرَحْمَتِي أُدْخِلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. It is only through my rahmat that I am entering into Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala then tells the angels, أَدْخِلُوا عَبْدِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh, angels, enter him now into Jannah. And then Jibreel explained to Rasulullah SAW, إِنَّمَا الْأَشْيَاءُ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَا مُحَمَّدِ. This comes in Mustadrak of Hakim, Kitab al-Tawbah. That, oh Muhammad SAW, all the things that happen, it is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, to make his true shukr. First one we said, confess, acknowledge that every ni'mat comes only from Allah. And we are not mustahiq. We don't deserve. We are not worthy of that ni'mat. A lot of his kindness is giving. Number two, make the shukr with the tongue. Say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. You lose nothing. You don't need gain. And number three, our a'mal, with all the limbs that we have, we should be doing those a'mal that in conformance to Allah Ta'ala's will, Allah's happiness and pleasure. Then inshallah, we have made some type of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always ask Allah ta'ala for Allah's fazl and Allah's karam in times of happiness and in times of difficulty. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu.